Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. I'm your host, John Robinson, and I'm about to call Manny Fontaine and get him on the line real quick so we can record an episode.
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, man. It's almost late.
I said 7:30. I don't know what the hell happened. What's going on? You about to take a nap or something?
No, I'm sure.
All right. What you been up to, man? I'm out of town. We barely talked yesterday. Shoot.
Yeah. Just eating more fruits, drinking a lot of water.
Oh, yeah. That's the
life. A lot of beans.
Eating a lot of beans.
Yeah, beans are really good for you.
It's fiber. It makes you regular. Make you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I like beans.
Yeah, man.
Oh man, did you celebrate Halloween, nothing like that? You ain't go trick-or-treating? Did y'all get any trick-or-treaters? I should ask that.
No, we never get any trick-or-treaters. Did you get any trick-or-treaters?
I haven't got, well, obviously I wasn't here, but since I've been in this house.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't here, yeah.
I have not gotten one trick-or-treater here. And I used, for the first few years we were here, we would buy candy. And I had to stop doing that shit because it was just sitting there chilling. Like, I used.
What did Melissa do for Halloween?
Nothing. She was at her grandparents' house. I don't think she did anything.
Dang. Now she old, too old. So
yeah,
freshman year.
Yeah, you looking for,
you really
like,
gotta stop
the Halloween parties. That's where you're going now. Oh man, Minnesota was wild. But I don't want to get too detailed into it. I want to save that for an after hours because there's some jokes to be had. So
okay.
Sarah doing homework.
That was called a question you just put up on the rundown
on the Facebook page, which the question about what would you rather have, with like be able to have any hairstyle or any
that
clothes.
One was funny. No, did you just do one right now or something like that?
I did one with Reason.
Oh yeah. No, see, Reason. Can we get started?
Yo, we are recording. Hold on. You know I can't do. Is it? No, where is it at? I messed up. My bad. I think I got it in here. Here we go. I'm gonna see if I can play this for you.
Why do guys do that? Why do y'all wild out even though you love somebody so much?
Because sex isn't connected to love necessarily. So it's like when you're doing that, like, you're not necessarily looking at it as, oh, this has anything, like, the two aren't related. You get what I'm saying? Like, and honestly, I'm gonna say this, like, and I'm probably, hey, whatever, here it is. I feel like women should give men that are faithful credit for that. Like, women will act like it's the same thing as a woman being faithful, and it's like, it's not the same thing. Like, honestly, it's not. And I just feel like you get a little bit of credit for that. Like, I do.
But
I
look, you know, so
this weekend, I know I am.
So wait, Reason, let me ask you this though.
Should get credit for that.
Since love and sex aren't connected,
pump your chest up if you want.
No, only not say I feel. I'm sorry, you go ahead.
When you're cheating though, you don't think about your girl. Like, you don't. It doesn't even. Like, you never feel, guilty, like, while you're doing it. Like,
no, I have felt guilty, but it's like, it's also like you thinking about, like, okay, this is the only life that I have to live. Like, am I really gonna, like especially when you're in a relationship young, you like, but I'm 22. Like, I wanna experience things, but I also don't wanna lose this girl because I love her to death. You know what I mean? And so
we don't need any more.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm gonna tell you why this is dangerous.
Okay,
first of all, he was acting the same way on Joe Budden. You could have took him there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He was. So this is so dangerous because you're basically saying that men are more valuable than women. Like, basically, our good deeds in a relationship should be held more valuable than a woman's. Like, it's just like, and he sounded so stupid, and you could tell, like, you could tell that Charlamagne the God and Westcott wanted to agree with him.
Yep.
But it was just like, I hate this.
Let's talk.
I hate when niggas act like being with a woman is a jail sentence. Like, it's not glorious to hear her laugh or to hear her smile or to see her smile.
Manny
or just to feel her energy. Like, we be acting like it's not something that we need every day. And just because we're not disciplined that we think that we should be shot bail because if they listen to the whole thing where he got to the point of sex not being a relationship, he was like, sex not being connected to anything.
Sex had to love, but somebody brought it, but he said, yo, you want me to be faithful, but I'm just trying to live. So sex and living is connected.
Yeah.
That was strange.
That was the craziest part, right? I'm sorry not to cut you off.
Go ahead.
That part was crazy to me because I'm just like, You're basically saying your girl is not letting you live and be a great, great person. You're basically saying living with a woman and loving a woman is the most excruciating,
it's intolerable. You're basically saying it's death. Before we get too far, I want to go back to the Joe Budden podcast because he was a guest on there. I think he was a good guest. Like Vince Staples is a good guest.
He definitely was a good guest.
He fits in well, but there was part towards the end that, because I listened to, what else is the Joe Budden podcast? They did episode Wednesday, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
So on my way Wednesday, there, on my Friday. Way, on my way to Minneapolis, right? I'm listening to it, and it's a short flight. It's basically, it was like an hour and some change to get there, like maybe hour and five, and we got back in 56 minutes. So I was listening to the podcast the moment we left this house, because you know it was the 3 hour plus, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, got to a point where he was bigging up Joe Budden for the women he dated. He's like, nah, for real, you got a billboard hit list, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, damn, we never big up man for saying like, yo, you got a beautiful family. Like, man, the way you have a beautiful wife. When your wife or your kids, the way you take care of your family is dope, man. I really admire that. No, it's how many women you done fucked. What boggled my mind is, reason, you're in this game. I feel like if you know, outside looking in, if you don't know much about women or entertainment, it looks amazing, like wow. But once you get to a certain level, you be like, oh, you can fuck anybody you want because they think you got money. So why am I picking up Joe Budden?
But that's, and that's like, yeah, and that's where he was talking from though. It's talking about a position from power and money wise, right? But I be trying to tell women all the time, niggas don't like you, they just tolerate you. And you need to know the difference of a person who truly likes you, as in, because that's where we get it all fucked up. We think just because there's a sexual chemistry that somebody truly likes you, and that doesn't mean shit. A nigga could fuck you, but not even, he can't stand your voice. He doesn't want to hear about your day.
He don't like nothing about you but the pussy you done gave him. Yeah, he don't like nothing about you.
And he tried to sugarcoat it, but like, I love her, so I feel bad about, he said, I feel I don't want to disrespect her too much.
But he did, and Charlamagne does the same thing when he tries to bring up, yo, the last time I cheated was October 2016. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Charlamagne is disrespecting his wife, because every time you bring that up, they be like, but y'all been together 20 years. Y'all only been married for four. I mean, y'all been married for longer. He's only been faithful for four. I was like, if I told Charlamagne, I was like, I understand what you're saying. Don't broadcast that shit. When you with your
guys. He never broadcasts why it's good to love your woman. Never like, yo, man, this is the best thing. He never followed it up with, these have been the best 4 years of my life.
Though. Yeah, yeah. He'll say that, but he'll forget it. And I'm like, Charlotte, if I was talking to Charlamagne, I'd say, replace cheating with hitting. You would never say, yo, the last time I beat my wife was October 2016. Even though you were a serial abuser and you went to therapy and got your shit together, that is kind of dope that you don't put your hands on women and you learn why that's wrong, but you would never broadcast it. So I was like, stop doing that. Like, I don't understand that part.
But they don't understand that even the conversation is this.
That's why DJ Envy tried to stay out of it. He don't ever want to talk about cheating.
Which is smooth. You know, he almost lost his life.
Yeah.
His woman is his life. You know, like, so it's just weird. He says, I'm 22. Which is, okay, then, man, you have a mindset of a 22-year-old. But if you want to be responsible as a man, you don't get in relationships.
That's right. You don't need to be in a relationship.
I
think a point reason did say, well, I sound selfish. You are. You don't need, let that woman go. Let her be with somebody who wants to be with her.
Yeah, exactly. But he don't want nobody else to have her.
Yep.
And when he see her with somebody else happy, he's gonna be really pissed off about it. I want to say this. Women push you to be greater men. You know, as in, like, you know, it gives you integrity and nobility. And I'm not saying that, like, men can't develop that on their own. But, like, if she's not pushing you to be a better man, then maybe you shouldn't be with her. Like, yo.
I think it comes down to men not acknowledging, not just men, but people not acknowledging they lack discipline. you know, I'll talk to you. Listen, do you control your dick or does your dick control you? Right. And before he even got that farther in it, I would have said, you're not going to get credit for something you're supposed to do. Right. You're signed to TDE. If you deliver a record, TDE don't give you extra credit because that's what you're supposed to do. If you and this woman agreed to be monogamous, why is she giving you credit for you maintaining that agreement? You agreed to the shit. It boggles my mind that men keep forgetting there are women who don't give a fuck. There are women who are cool with you fucking other women. They'll say, yo, keep that shit outside. As long as that bitch know her place, I'm cool with that. As long as you take care of me and this family.
It's like taking a job.
Go get with those women. You don't want
that. It's like taking a job you're not qualified for. So they clap because you're doing what the job requires you to do. No, you wasn't qualified for this job. You should have never took this motherfucker. Like, that's just how it is. And he wants to get a gold star for just being what he's supposed to do in a monogamous relationship.
And with all the bullshit he was spewing, I understand why men feel it is more difficult because we were raised not to say no to pussy. I get what he's saying.
Yes, yeah.
But that's wrong. If somebody raised you to rob, steal, and cheat, and then when you get to a certain age, you be like, man, I should get points for not robbing, stealing, and cheating. No, you shouldn't have did that in the first place. We were raised a different way.
That's what a lot of women need to understand. There's not too many great representations of how to be monogamous or how to cherish women, really, because you have to develop that on your own, man, in your own peace and your own understanding. Because most time we're just imitations of our uncles, cousins, brothers, dads, you know. And that's where you get that from. Like, Reason feels like he has money and he's successful, so he should be able to do what he wants to do. And that's crazy.
And it brings me to, I don't know if you got to listen to that the Mike Tyson podcast with Boosie.
I saw some clips. I saw Mike Tyson trying to give it to him.
Yeah. Mike Tyson, the level of growth that man is going through has been through.
But nobody wants to care for that, though.
No,
Mike Tyson be on some real shit.
Yeah, you could tell that he's either gone through some therapy or he's come to a self-realization. He's like, I own who I am, and I'm paraphrasing, but I don't like who I am. You know, he was breaking off knowledge to Boosie talking about, you're probably always surrounded by people because you don't want to be alone. If you're afraid to be by yourself, like when he checked him on the Dwayne Wade, he's like, "Who the fuck are you? You know, who are you?" And I was listening to it today, and it made me think because Boosie had brought up that he talked. And for those that don't remember, Boosie had talked about Dwayne Wade's daughter being really disrespectful about the sex change and whatnot. But he was really speaking about what he didn't know because the daughter is not getting their penis cut off or anything like that. But when Boosie says, you know, I was talking to my mom told me to shut the fuck up. And I have a problem with knowing when to shut the fuck up.
No, a lot of times I need to shut the fuck up. It's just.
Why don't you?
I don't know, man. It'd be hard.
That is a skill to know when to talk and not to talk. To know when your opinion is not warranted or needed. You know, just like, whatever. Like, it boggles my mind that in 2020, everybody feels like they got to say something. Like, I don't know if you saw Lil Nas X. He went as Nicki Minaj. And Dave East felt some type of way. I'm like, why does straight man give a fuck about Dave East felt some type? He said some little slick comment about it. Like, y'all worried about. I was like, why does he look? Listen, man, I don't think Lil Nas X ever going to catch another one. I don't give a fuck if he does. He doesn't bother me because he's gay and he's dressed up as a woman. I don't care. And if somebody brought up a good point, they were like, we watched Martin. Shanae didn't bother your ass. Why the fuck does this bother you? Like, learn to shut the fuck up. But to tie Boosie into reason, Boosie was talking about relationships. And he says, I have 8 kids. I don't have a steady girlfriend. But if I had a girlfriend, she got to go and bring me another woman. And he said, you know, I have to get my lust out. Right. And again, I thought, do you control your dick or does your dick control you? And when you get towards the end of the podcast, it was a really good episode. It's only like 40 some minutes. Towards the end of the podcast,
I'm going to watch that.
Mike Tyson was telling him about women. And he's like, and Lil Boosie does what a lot of men do. He says, I don't trust women because I got my heart broken when I was 14. Like, golly, boy, you keep that pain. I don't know why we do, but we do, right? And then he talked about, you know, she wasn't going to love you. You know, you're looking for your mother's love, right? But Mike Tyson broke off this knowledge. He said, your mother loves you for your survival. Everything she does for you is for your survival. And everything your woman does for you is for her survival. And it blew Boosie's mind. He's like, oh shit, like you said a bar. Like Mike Tyson told him, your girl can't love you the way your mother loves you. Cause it's not in her to do that. Right.
Yeah.
You got to stop looking for her. You get towards the end and Boosie says, and y'all know who Boosie is. Boosie badass, been to jail, shot at niggas. He says, I can't give my heart to a woman. I can't do it because I don't want to get broken. I said, bro, this is, and I think that's reason. I think that's a lot of men are so afraid. I'm like, what are you afraid of? So, like, but I think it's insecurity. You're not that kind. When you get to a certain level, your car, your house, the women around you, they validate you. And if any of those things disappear, if your car get repoed, your house get foreclosed, and if any of these women cheat or leave, you feel less than. I was like, you become materialist. But it was just, I appreciate the honesty. I do. But I was like, it's a lot of men who feel that way. Like, I can't love wholeheartedly. Because because he said, I don't want a woman to be able to hurt me. I was like, bro, you got to. You got to put yourself out there.
You have to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
That was great. I can't wait to watch that. But yeah, it was good. Excerpts from it. Yeah. It looked great.
Before we leave the Joe Budden situation, he did test positive for COVID, which it doesn't surprise me because you listen to Joe Budden podcast, he's been out and about moving like, you know, COVID ain't really a thing. I think the only surprise is he talked about his father having it earlier in the year. So you would think he would move differently, and how he's like, yo, my dad thought he was going to die. He was getting his shit together. And for him to have any, Joe is a smoker. He's not in the best shape or whatever. I think he's cool. I don't know if there's going to be a podcast Wednesday. I think they haven't sent another, but I was like, when you think about it, Tuesday is election night. Like, that is way more important. Maybe push it back.
Man,
like,
Tuesday tomorrow.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to enjoy it.
Crazy.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to enjoy it. I got the day.
Man,
off.
I know it's good. Like, yo, I told mom, I was like, yo, tomorrow's gonna be the realest day ever. From the beginning to the end,
man. Yo.
From the beginning to the end, like, yo, I almost feel like I'm going to work. Like,
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I've been doing 2-a-days on Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right, I'll go in the morning and lift, and then on and at night, I'll go and do some cardio. Tomorrow, I'm just going at once. And I'm just going to be like, I'm going to lift, and then I'm going to do some cardio. And then I'm going home and relaxing as much as I can relax. Because you got to realize that East Coast is probably, is going to get nerve-wracking around 1-2 o'clock our time. Because it'd be 2 or 3, I'm sorry. East Coast time, and that means they've been open since 6
but
in the morning.
If you already started to read stuff, like, there's been people getting bullied by Trump supporters. Yo,
we saw that.
You saw it?
Yes. So we were on our, we came back Sunday, Saturday, we were on our way to Mall of America, right? So we're in the lift, we're on the little expressway out there, and we see all these Trump cars. There's like a little barricade, a little, a convoy, I should say, just flags everywhere, honking a horn. And we was like, what is going on? And I didn't know that this was like a thing they were doing all over the place. So Minneapolis, they didn't, you know, wasn't no buses or anything like that, like what happened to Joe Biden. But yeah. I saw the caravan. I was like, what the fuck is all this? So today, when I'm listening to Ebro in the morning, they talked about how this was like a planned thing and they were doing it all over the place. I was like, yeah, I saw them. They didn't go to the mall to see him there, but that leads us to Lil Wayne. The look didn't look right, man. You know what I was thinking, though? What is it about Trump that makes people align with him? Like,
I think it's just for relevancy. Truthfully, nobody really talks about Lil Wayne no more. Even he put out two albums. Nobody Still is like
two albums. He put an amazing verse on that. What would you just get? That Benny the Butcher and Big Sean song.
Yeah, yeah. He did, and he's been killing shit.
Yeah,
but still nobody cared. And I'm not saying that this is not his true view. It might be his true view, but he still might be like, fuck it. I can still get relevancy out of this shit too, because we're all still talking about him.
People saying, people are saying that he got paid for this look. He talked about criminal reform. And I feel like everybody who aligns with Trump always be like, yo, what he's doing, if he's getting people out of prison, that's cool. Don't get me wrong. But if you're not changing the system that put them there in the first place, what are you doing? That don't make any sense. Two, black people care more about than just criminal reform. But what about education? What about the middle class? Yeah. I'm like, if all he going to do is get people out of jail who shouldn't have been in jail, that's not enough for you to vote and line up with him. And plus, Lil Wayne
for the last 4 years, what he's done, though.
I'm
not judging him off what he's doing right now. I have to judge him off what he did for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what, as a president, I can't be like, oh, well, right now he's doing this. Last 4 years, he has done absolutely.
And bringing up the last 4 years is important because from my understanding and from what people way smarter than I am say that when the president is in the second term, he has no incentive to do anything because you can't get a third term. So I'm like, once he's voted in, he's like, I ain't got to do shit for 4 years. I'm not leaving. You're not going to vote me out. It still boggles my mind, though. I mean, here's the thing. I understand Lil Wayne said he'd never experienced racism. He didn't understand Black Lives Matter. But you know what? He does think Jay-Z is the greatest rapper ever. So if Jay-Z has aligned himself with liberals, who has helped you with tax problems and money problems, why would you ever sit? I would never take that picture. And 50 Cent, who we told was trolling, said that too. He's like, oh, I'll take it back. And damn, I never would have took this picture. Yeah, but I think 50 Cent said they tried to get him too. Rich the Kid said they tried to get him to align. He's like, I ain't selling my soul. I ain't taking no picture. But Manny Fontaine, I got this list. We go through real quick.
Okay.
Lil Pump, 50 Cent was trolling. I don't count him. Tekashi 6ix9ine, Asian Doll, Kanye West, obviously, and Waka Flocka Flame has said Trump is a better president than Obama. Like a month or so ago. Why are these guys not getting killed or banished the same way Chrisette Michelle got banished? Remember that? She sung.
We do our women different, man.
Yo, really weird. She sung. I was like, yo, they really got her the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they did.
All because she was just on some, they invited me.
She got super depressed over that shit. Yeah. Like, yo.
And then these black men, oh, wait, do I have the what's name? Did I save it? There's this, I don't know if you're familiar with Jessie Wu. You know who Jessie Wu is?
I don't know who that is.
She was on Love & Hip Hop Miami.
Man. I stopped watching Love & Hip Hop.
Like 2 seasons ago, she had beef with Amara Negra. But she had tweeted this. She said, the way black male rappers are cooning over tax raises is embarrassing considering their backgrounds. Biden's tax raises are intended to fund minorities who can't afford health care, housing, education, etc. All the things they rapped about not having when they were younger.
Mm.
Isn't that how quickly we forget? Like, you should always... I caught another good clip from... I don't even know what this show was called, but it's the one with... what's the wide receiver? Brandon Marshall. Or whatever. I caught that clip of, I can't remember the football player who was talking about why he's Democrat.
Nope. So where's the benefit? Where's the value?
And that's where people ask me, why are you a Democrat? Because you have millions. And I say, I'm the only person I know that I grew up with that has millions. I would rather my family and my friends strive. I would rather my family and my friends get benefits and get tax cuts as lower income people than me as a millionaire gaining, where I know that we're gonna lose money, fellas. I was in the league when Barack got in office, and I remember when my taxes went up to 37%, I got a check and I was like, that ain't supposed to be that low. That million ain't supposed to be 635. But Barack started taxing the rich, and I was okay with it because, fellas, everybody I know does not have the money that we have. And that's the decision that people have to make. And that's the decision I made.
And he was like, because I'm the only person I know, you know, who has money. My family doesn't have money. My friends, like, I'm the only one. So I'm going to go. I'm going to vote with people who are trying to help people who aren't like me. He's like, because I could. And I was like, it was. And this is why.
Which makes complete sense.
Yeah. And this is why you don't can't. We got to get to a level where we disagree with certain people, but that don't mean we cancel them. Because this was the same dude I told you about who was talking about how one clip they put up where he talked about cheating on the road. Like, you know, if you're a football player, you getting pussy everywhere and blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know if he did it. They you know, according to people, he said he did. But I was like, I didn't agree with that, with his notion on that. But I agree with your notion on this. It's like, okay. I understand what you're saying. Anything else with that? You got any? It's little. Listen, we never had this conversation because I think we really got done with a podcast. Last time you was over here and you talked about how Lil Wayne is not in your top 10, so you don't got to really make no adjustments, right?
No, you know that. And I just think, I don't know, Lil Wayne's a clown. I just feel like he hasn't said nothing but political shit all this time.
Yeah, to do now, that is wild. Just like, yeah, that's the problem too. I'm like, y'all have been quiet. Like, why would it, and you know what, and here's how I'm going to keep it a buck. We talked about this. Like today, a day before the election, Beyonce endorsed Biden. Biden and Harris. That's cool, but I don't care. Celebrities got to get out of that lane. I was like, no, just be cool. I don't care who.
But it's like Undercover Brother type shit, man. It's
that's a good movie.
I feel like they've been brainwashed. So yeah, Undercover Brother is a good movie. I watch this on Stars. I watched Tripping yesterday too. That's a great movie.
Man, when he told all ugly motherfuckers all ugly people get the fuck out. What did he say?
He said all ugly motherfuckers get the fuck out.
Oh yeah, said, and then our old man said, "Shit, I'm gone."
Shit, I'm gone.
or when he tried to get the bad chicks to come in. He told old girl to eat a steak sandwich because she was too skinny. I don't even know how we caught that movie. I remember watching Cinemax HBO. That's a good movie if you ain't seen Tripping. BET Hip Hop Awards. It was.
Oh, man, listen, that's crazy.
I'm going to give you the highlights of it. 85 South did a good job. As good a job as you can do with hosting an award show.
Yeah, they did. They did, yeah. I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, I love those guys. They're funny as hell. I did not know Chico Bean was not bald.
Everybody was so confused by that. That was a highlight of everything. Like, oh my gosh, he still
looked like me. Remember when I was wearing the hair?
But what is he doing though?
I don't know.
That's a conversation. Is he really trying? Was he trying to be funny, or that's like him just holding on? I keep
holding on. I don't know. That's what blew my little mind because I said, "Bruh, everybody assume you're bald. You have the head to be bald. Just be bald. Why do you do this? I don't understand it."
Niggas have such a hard time letting go of their hair.
Samson, you know it.
They have such a hard time.
I just wrote Rhapsody Run Lyricist of the Year, and I was cool with that. And then the I Want to Be Down cipher was like probably the best cipher. I do like the Juice WRLD thing they did with the Chicago
I
Want to
Be
rappers.
Down was the best cipher. Her had the best verse.
Yeah.
Her verse was dope.
I did see Janae and Big Sean with...
I like the performance, but you know.
And what was the other thing? It was the I forgot what I was gonna grant. What else was stuck out to me in the cipher? I Want to Be Down cipher rappers. That might have been
was it. Was that God cipher?
There was a few other. Oh no, that's what I said. The Juice WRLD tribute was dope, and then the pop which led into the Pop Smoke with Quavo. There was a few other. I mean, YB and Cordae kicked it off, but I think he was just by himself. But yeah, it was okay. I mean, Rhapsody did good in her cipher as well. But and Jack Harlow, who I'm not the biggest fan of Jack Harlow, but people fuck
with. I like that one song though. What's popping?
Yeah, that's about it. I'm like, all right, yeah, I guess he's the next guy for y'all. But yeah, BET Awards was Travis Scott. Did you see Travis Scott, man?
No,
I'm over Halloween for celebrities. I think it's to me it's a cheat code. I'm like, bro, you guys got money. I'm not impressed when you guys can just get a whole makeup team to make you look like somebody. Like
who do you go as?
He went as Batman, right? But this guy. He had a two-part costume, right? So you know how he was Bruce Wayne and Batman. So Bruce Wayne is, you know, the billionaire playboy. He wears the suits, and Batman wears the Batman suit. Well, he wore a suit, and he changed to a Batman suit. Both of the suits were brown instead of black. So he looked like a cockroach, as the timeline said. And I was like, bro, why did you make the Batman suit brown?
I got to look that up.
You have to see it. It looks hilarious. I was like, why did you do this? So he ended up deactivating his IG account. And I was like,
niggas is so sensitive.
Listen,
so sensitive.
You got to be able to laugh at yourself. I saw Ice Cube getting his feelings because SNL made fun of him. And I'm like, what, you too big for jokes? You knew jokes is coming. It's like, fuck yes. I'm like,
artists are so sensitive, man.
If you can't laugh at yourself, you gotta, your world view is gonna be so, you're gonna be so pissy. I'm like, bruh, crack jokes at yourself. That's some funny shit that happens to you. All of us have go through funny shit. I can imagine, you know, being around you guys and the friends and stuff, and y'all bring up some shit, and I'm just like, yo, shut the fuck up about that.
I'll beat y'all ass. You said, all of us, you know? Yeah. It's been hilarious things happen to you and all of us, you know?
I was like...
And we just share
At worst, I would say nothing, right? But me not saying anything if I'm Ice Cube is bad. Not me being mad they made the joke. It'd be me being upset that it wasn't funny. Because even if I tweeted it wasn't funny, they'd be like, you just hating. So I would say nothing. And if it was funny, I would be like, laugh out loud at SNL. Well done. Yeah. Like, you got to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, I mean, but he don't like the criticism they get. But he should have known it was coming. Nobody was going to be like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You could talk to him. Like, no. When it comes to Trump, man, people are drawing a super line in the sand on that nigga. Like, yo, nigga, nah, fuck that.
Y'all going down with the ship? With Trump? Like, yo, could you imagine? This is the nigga you going down the ship for?
Trump one of them niggas you wouldn't even let us step in on your porch.
Yo, like, speaking of which, I'm mad. Did you see, I don't even know if the episode is out. I've heard about it and I saw a clip. Barack Obama on the shop with LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. I saw another piece of it from Bleacher Report. But no, it's not out yet.
I wanted to see that. And I saw 2 Chainz took a picture with Barack. He was excited about that. I was like,
that's the only person I really want to meet, Barack.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
And here's the thing, too. There's a lot of people
I want to meet, but it's just like you know, of high status.
And this is no disrespect, but if I meet any of the people on my bucket list, I'm not fanboying or anything. I want to say what's up, and I want to soak in game. I want to have a conversation. I don't want no picture. I'll tell people I met you. If they believe me, they believe me. If they don't, they don't. I don't care.
I want to know who you are, and I feel like you can only know who people are by meeting them. Truthfully. Yeah. You can, whatever they put out is what they put out, but at the same time, like, I feel like people be thinking, like, you know, you could really understand somebody.
What was, from that. Oh, 21 Savage. I was like, who just hung out with Jay-Z and was like, he a real nigga? Oh, yeah. So, I don't know why I didn't bring this up. So, remember 21 Savage... Damn, I don't know if we talked. Oh, no, because I don't think me and you did this episode. Me and Sarah did an episode where we talked about 21 Savage Mode 2, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think there was an interview around that time where he was talking about how Jay-Z, you know, got a lawyer to help him with that ICE situation when he got locked up for being not born here. Uh-huh. So he said, I went to Jay-Z's house and he's like, I thanked him. And I was like, yo, thank you. I'm going to pay you back. And Jay-Z was like, I don't want your money. Be great. He's like, just be great. And he was like, I hung out with him. And he's like, Jay-Z's a real nigga. Like, he was surprised. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't look like one thing about Jay-Z. Nobody's ever said, oh, he fake as hell. Like, he's you know, if you get around Jay-Z, he just listens to country music and watch Frasier. He's not, you know, he's not from Brooklyn or nothing. I'm like, no, everybody's like, no, he's cool. You know, he don't put on airs or nothing like that.
If anything, he cracked hella jokes.
Yeah.
He own it.
Yo, I miss those
episodes. He like Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
like,
I miss those episodes of, what was it? Breakfast Club when Memphis Bleek would tell Jay-Z stories. Like, Jay-Z's like Jordan. Like,
yeah.
But I hope that we get a final dance from Jay-Z. Like, while you're alive, you need to tell your story.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Because, like, you have to.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jay, not really speak, but we transition from New York rapper to New York rapper. I'm halfway through the Busta Rhymes. So far, so good. But you can tell ELE too. You can tell that some of these songs are old and some of them are new, because like the intro was dope. I think it has Rakim, Pete Rock, Chris Rock on there. Well, Chris Rock ain't rapping. I don't want y'all to think that. And then the next two songs sound like they weren't even mixed properly. I was like, what is going on with it? Like, I had to go to the subreddit. Like, is it, but when I got to the subreddit, because I was listening to it today, they were just talking about how great the album is. And I was like, oh, so okay, y'all skipped over those two songs. Yeah. I was too early or too late. I was like, all right, let me finish it. So far, so good, though. It sound decent. And I like the message, because it sounds like, you know, he's doing like we're in the end days. It got some Farrakhan on there. Chris Rock is kind of narrating the same way Morgan Freeman was narrating on Savage Mode 2.
Okay. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm about to.
So far, so good. Oh, I listened to that Freddie Gibbs and Big Sean. That song's too damn short. Song was good.
It is. Freddie Gibbs is killing it.
Yeah.
He is killing it.
Yeah, but Freddie Gibbs did some fuckboy shit, too. And first of all, Joe Budden did some fuckboy shit by telling on Freddie Gibbs. But did you get to that part when Freddie Gibbs?
Yeah.
So on the Joe Budden podcast, they were talking about how Joe, I think this is what led to Reason giving him props. But Joe and Freddie Gibbs have been like liking this one girl's pictures and shit like that. And Freddie Gibbs was on a date with the girl. So he ended up FaceTiming Joe Budden and showing like, yo, look who I'm out here with. And Joe was like, I don't give a fuck about that shit. If I want that girl, I could have took that girl. I was like, how old are y'all motherfuckers? Like,
that's a sick little game.
It is a dumb game, because seriously, if I'm Freddie Gibbs and I'm rich as fuck and Joe Budden is rich as fuck, I assume we can fuck the same women or the same caliber of women. We can fuck IG models. Why wouldn't we be able to fuck IG models? I was like, come on. I felt what's so disappointed.
Why are you treating them like they fucking...
like they're toys.
Trophy fishes.
Little trinkets to collect. Listen, I appreciate.
And what's crazy is the women allowed that to happen.
Oh yeah, yeah, they like it.
That's wild.
They want to be shown off. Like, yeah, I'm with Freddie Gibbs, and he showed Joe Budden now. Joe gonna be in her. Joe gonna play it cool. He gonna be in the DMs. Like, so you like that nigga? I was like, I know how Joe the game go. Like,
Joe is 17 still.
Yeah,
crazy. Nigga's 40, but he's 17.
That might be all that was on my list, Manny Fontaine. I don't think I had.
We didn't talk about Kanye.
Oh my goodness! So you saw it, right?
The birthday gift for right? It was a birthday gift.
Yeah. Right? So Kim Kardashian, she didn't know how to read the room, and was put. She went on this she took 50 of her friends on this private island for her birthday, and then she tweeted about it. I'm like, y'all celebrities cannot. Y'all can't do nothing underground. Y'all can't do nothing. It was another Halloween party that took place with Megan Thee Stallion. Like, yo, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm different because I'm broke. But if I'm doing some shit I'm not supposed to be doing in the middle of a pandemic, no pictures.
No phone.
Yeah. I'm like, we putting your phone. I went to Prince's house. We'll get into this on After Hours. They put our phone. We could not take pictures. Yes. Until the very end, when you're in like this one room and then like this cafe part. That was it. And that's Prince's house. I'm like, yo, ain't no phones. They don't need to see what we doing. We really don't. So anyway, she posted the pictures. Everybody was roasting. And then this video comes out where Kanye, for a birthday gift, got a hologram of her dead father to be like, oh, Kim, you're so beautiful. And we used to sing this song. That shit was creepy as fuck. Now, she says she liked it because she married to the
man. Yeah, they said the kids liked it. I mean, her brothers and sisters liked it.
All right. But maybe they did.
It looked very real. Like, I don't know. I'll tell anybody like this. My mom, my dad passed. Don't do that shit for me.
No.
Don't want to hear.
And I definitely wouldn't want Sarah to do it. And then it says, and Sarah's the most wonderful, bestest woman.
That was the cheesiest place.
Nigga, you can't.
That was the cheesiest.
You have a dead hologram of a dead person bigging you up? Remember when Jay did that shit?
Yeah.
He had a dream all big and big told him how dope he was. I was like, what? You said what?
But that's okay. That was okay. That was.
I still hated it. I like that song. I like that intro. But I was like, you big. That's big. You nobody design like you. I was like, what? Your dead friend is telling you how dope you are? All right. But
at least he ain't do it a hologram. I thought that was real cheesy when he did that part. That just made me feel like Kanye's a psycho.
Would you?
I'm like, yo, you're a psycho for putting that part in there.
Yo.
The most brilliant, most genius man ever.
Oh, man. He has the biggest dick. He's the greatest person you've ever married out of all your
basically.
Husbands.
Basically.
He's awesome. Somebody said Kanye probably got a hologram of his mom.
He might.
Yo.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised.
Nah, nothing surprises you with Kanye. So you wouldn't want me to bring you get you a hologram of you rapping all your hits?
Nah, I think that's way too much. That's way too emotional. I don't even get, like, to me, how do you see that and not burst into crazy ass tears?
Somebody, they was talking about how it was like last year, I think, some company was working on, you know, tracking how you talk, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Like getting your social media. Where they
could just make any sense. Yeah.
Yeah, so getting your social media, your Facebook, your text messages. So when you pass, I could always text you and it'll give you responses.
Yeah, you'll text I'm like,
nah,
just like man. I always say.
Nah, I'm good
that's
on that.
That's weird. I think that's weird. We don't know how to let go.
Yeah, basically, you have to learn to let go. You just have to. Because where does it stop? Oh, my girlfriend died. Well, she ain't really dead. She broke up with you. Now you wanted to feel like you could text her all the time. I'm like, y'all gotta let go.
No, you gotta let go.
What do you do with your kids? Like, could you imagine if your wife was still texting your child who passed away or miscarriages? Like, no, we can't do this. It's not healthy for us. YBN Cordae in the middle of his freestyle was like, he said, I think it was in the BET Awards thing, Hip Hop Awards. He said, death is the greatest invention. And Steve Jobs said the same thing as well. And I don't know if it was Steve Jobs' quote, but the reason why people say death is the greatest invention because it makes us have to live our lives because we know that there's a finite end. And if you remove that end, you're going to get a bunch of late. You're going to get Wall-E. Wall-E is a movie where Wall-E, where people just laid up. Like, I'm texting my mom, my grandmother, blah, blah, blah. I'm just doing all this. Like, I'm forever talking to these people. I'm forever in this zone.
Yeah.
All right, let me do a quick check to make sure we ain't missed nothing because this is gonna be the last episode before the election, man. Let's see.
Nah, baby. I'm not gonna be able to
death. Let's see, Erica.
That shit was crazy to me though.
Oh, somebody said how Kris Jenner reacted to watching Robert Kardashian hologram. Let me see. You know, we didn't really know what was happening because it was such a small group of Kim's inner circle, just our family and a few friends, Chris began. And when we were summoned to this room and said, you know, Kanye has a gift and it's Kim and me and her sisters and her brother, I didn't know what was happening. It was very dark and we sat down. It started and we just all started to cry. It was, you know, intense. See? All right, man, he found something. They did do that. Yeah, but I must have watched it 20 times. It was really good. He is the king of gifts and he worked on that for a really long time. I wish he can bring back his career. So it was definitely one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. It was really wild.
And I will say this, he probably knows her if she wanted that.
Yeah, maybe. You're right.
Which is cool. If she wanted that, that's cool. To me, no, nigga. No, I don't want it.
I don't want that. She said, I literally had to go back to my room and just sit there because I needed to. Yeah, because you're thinking about your wife and her dad, but you're not thinking about her mom and her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Like to see that. Cardi B legally calls off divorce from Offset. We knew that was happening. Roland Martin criticizes Lil Wayne for endorsing Donald Trump is beyond stupid. Eve announces she's leaving The Talk. I don't watch none of those. The Talk, The Real, The View, none of those.
I thought those all three were the same thing, man. Yeah. It's really funny to me.
I already talked about Ice Cube. Oh, this was wow. Spotify. We'll end with this. I know Joe Budden gonna talk about this shit. Spotify to offer artists algorithm boost in exchange for paying lower rates. So basically Spotify is gonna reach out to record companies, or you could reach out to them and say, hey, what happens is you can get on playlist. So they say in this new experiment, artists and labels can identify music that's a priority for them, and our system will add that signal to the algorithm that determines personalized listening sessions. So case in point, you've seen that TikTok video with the Mexican dude, Ride and Write.
Yeah, I saw it with this page.
Yeah, so that's Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. This is playing. So that, somebody brought up an example of like, well, that song's kind of popular right now. So Fleetwood Mac could say, hey, prioritize Dream to be in more playlists. Spotify be like, all right, cool, we'll do that and personalize playlists. But in exchange, you're going to get paid lower for each stream. So one, that's stupid. Two, if everybody does that, guess what happens? You're back to square one. And Spotify's paying everybody less. So it's basically radio payola. I was like, what type of shit is crazy. This?
Sounds really crazy.
Man, it's amazing how the music industry is like this multi-billion dollar industry and the artists just get screwed. I'm like, y'all are making shit. Yeah, constantly. All right, man. I think that's enough for today. And hopefully when we come back next week, we got some good news.
Man, hopefully we do.
We didn't even talk about how COVID got everything shut down. I know you live in Kane County, and Kane, DuPage, and Will, their restaurant indoor was shut down last week, and now Sarah says Kendall, which is the county I live in, is about to be shut down too. Chicago, Cook County got shut down.
When I was already know we about to be in lockdown right after this shit, like.
Man, I can't.
This is cool though. I'm not.
You're right.
I know you're working out a lot.
I do push, pull, and legs. If we had to go through a long lockdown, I would just because to do my exercise, I need a bench and some dumbbells. That's it.
Yeah.
I have a pull up bar.
You can buy that at your house.
Yeah, I can just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
invest in that.
I would have wanted. Yeah. But yeah, we will be all right. And thank God that I'm in a job with
you. Just for our safety, I don't care. Like, that's all I care about. Just making it through this without losing more people, not somebody losing their cousin, auntie, whatever. Because anybody that dies is really unfortunate.
Yeah, especially
really unfortunate when you... Because the reason they're dying is because we don't want to control ourselves. We just be like, nah.
Nah. No.
It's about to be cold outside anyway.
That's true.
We really like to go outside in the cold.
Nobody.
This would be the best time.
Yeah,
I feel like this lockdown would be way easier.
Yeah,
this is when that spring come.
Yo,
got us locked down when that spring come, then niggas gonna
that. Yeah, that's because that's what when the first one hit. That sun was shining and you were sitting.
Yeah, and then we wanted to get out. Yeah, so that's why I would love to get shut down now.
Yo, because if
it's, and then we can have our spring, I'd be like, man, I don't care.
Don't let the snow hit. The snow hit. Everybody be like, yeah, that's cool. We good.
Yeah,
we all right.
I think people are gonna wild out though. They're gonna be upset. Because they feel like they've still been on lockdown, even though a lot of people don't do what they want to do.
And we said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm really amazed at how people are not more upset, especially on the right, at the government. Because, man, these motherfuckers really gave us $1,200 million. Like, yo, take that shit and shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Then they gave us the money until July, and that's it. So your minimum wage, your unemployment checks are shit. They ain't shit. And they still expect people to live off that shit.
I was like, why are more people not mad that the country didn't take care of you, but they want you to just like, go out there, work your ass off, do what you got to do. All right.
Working system is crazy.
Before I get out of here, we got a new podcast on our network, Slurring the Truths. Y'all go ahead and check that out. That should be available on Apple by the time this episode go out. We just got to, as 1515 Ave, me and Manny Fontaine are not on this show. It's Terrell, Shady, Stokes, some other. It's a fun episode. It's a fun podcast because you could tell they're really friends. And of course, it's alcohol involved, some good conversation. So they got approved on Apple, but it is on Stitcher, Google Podcast, and Spotify. So go check that out. Check out our other podcast. Equal Opposites will be back this week. This is Studio Flow.
I watched an episode today too.
You said what?
I watched the episode today. There's some good questions you were asking. Oh, go ahead.
Manny Fontaine said he watched it. I was like, wait, you watched it?
I mean, listen to it.
I'm like, wait, what? At one and only, at Manny Fontaine, at Kicks and Coffee, at Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.